Well, I give an awful lot of credit to Coach Stoops and to Oklahoma for the game they played tonight, the program that he's built here. As I told him beforehand, it is really unusual to see someone in today's day be someplace for 16 years, especially at a place like Oklahoma where the expectations are so high. And I think it's a real testament to him, his staff, and the job that he's done here with this team. I think they have an excellent football team. And I tell you, I was really impressed with the crowd tonight. I was really impressed with the Oklahoma crowd. I've had the opportunity to play a lot of places, but I was really impressed the way they support this Oklahoma football team. They were positive. I thought they were a classy group, and it was a treat for me to have the opportunity to play here. This was my first time. Looking at our football team, I certainly wish we could have played better early in this football game. We had a quarterback making his first collegiate start, and I thought it showed early. I thought he was a little bit nervous, very uncharacteristic of the way that he's played in camp, and he missed some open receivers. We really struggled on the offense and defensive lines and trying to stop the line of scrimmage, and I thought that was obviously one of the huge differences in this game. We average about 2 yards a rush, and I don't know what they average, but they probably average about 5 or 6 yards a rush. I thought their offensive line and their defensive lines controlled the line of scrimmage, and in the second half they started loading the box and bringing an extra guy in the box, and we were able to put a couple drives together with the passing game. So I was really proud of our team. I was proud of the way they competed. They competed all the way to the end. We knew that this would be a tall order with so many new faces on our football team having to come in here and play, but I thought they competed all the way to the end, and I am. I'm really proud of our team, and what we were evaluating in this game was the way that we played, the things that we controlled. And I thought there were some things we made. We had 2 kicks blocked, and we had 10 men on the field on one of them, and we had a guy that blocked down and kind of went the wrong way on a field goal block team. I mean, you have one assignment, and it's never changed. Since football was started, it hadn't changed, and we go the wrong way on it. I mean, things like that are the things that really bother me, that we've got to get fixed, and we've got to do a better job of coaching our players to get those little things done, which are what good football teams do. And we're not there yet. We are a work in progress, but I feel like we made some strides tonight, and I said we would learn a lot about our football team. We'd find out how they'd compete. We'd find out how they were going to respond under the lights and how were they going to respond when they had adversity. And for the most part, I liked a lot of what I saw, but there's definitely some things that we got to get cleaned up.
Questions?
Kentrell, Bryce had a pretty nice night for you guys tonight. When he was on the field, I noticed he left a couple of times. Can you first tell us how he's doing as far as his health and how you felt he played?
I thought he played really well as a safety. He's had a great camp. I mean, as really just he's been in this program for 2 years, going into his third. He's one of the upperclassmen, I thought he really did a great job performing out there tonight. It was under the lights. It was the big arena, and he went out there. I thought he played physical. He played his responsibility. He, as we call it, he did his job. He came up. He made some tackles, and he was physical. I know he got a hit pointer. And we'll wait and see where that was. We got a number of guys with some bumps and bruises, and I don't know what that injury report's going to look like tomorrow when we get back in the morning, but he did finish, and that's a real testament for him, that it would have been real easy for him to go, I got a hip pointer, I'm out. But I was like, this ain't keeping me out. It hurts, but I'm playing. And so I'm proud of the way he competed tonight.
He had 28 yards of offense in the first quarter, kind of a difficult way to get started against a team like the Sooners.
Yes.
Do you feel like it was mostly because you did have a new quarterback, or was it the jitters, or the first game? What was it?
Well, I think we're starting 6 guys that have never played in a college football game tonight. I mean, on offense. And this isn't exactly the first game you'd like for them to walk into, kind of throwing them to the lions here at Norman to go out there for your opening game. But, I thought in the first couple drives, we had some guys open. We missed the stop route to Paul Turner over on our sideline for about a 20-yard gain, just incomplete. Missed another one that I thought was there. It was like we were off. And when you can't run the ball and then you miss those throws on third down, you're off the field. And so we weren't out there very much. I think their defensive line is really talented. We got 3 new starters that are playing on the offense. The center played his first college game. The guard started his first. The left tackle started his first college game. And one of them's a sophomore. Well, 2 of those are sophomores. And so to play a team with Oklahoma's size, athleticism, and what they do with their speed, It was a challenge. It was a challenge, and it did take us a while to get our feet on the ground, get adjusted to the speed of the game, but I thought they did a better job as the game went on. But early, and especially in the first quarter, we really put our defense in a tough situation where they were having to play a lot of plays.
What do you think Sokol needs to take the most away from this game?
Well, I thought early he was tight. I think he wants it so bad. He's a fifth-year senior. I think he was probably steering the ball a little bit. You know, it's like... just rather than just playing the game. Amazing when he got hit a couple times. It was almost like okay, let's play. You know, I mean, now let's get in here and compete. And I was really proud of the way that he competed in the second half and some of the throws he made there in the second half. His reads, I thought he did a really nice job of reading. You know, he missed Kenneth Dixon down the sideline where he underthrew that ball. If he just puts air under it, you got a chance for 6 points on that one. His interception, he threw a flat ball. And with athletes like Oklahoma's got a corner, you've got to put air under it and throw it up over the top. And he threw it a little flat, and he paid for it. So, I mean, I think some of those things are great growing experiences for him. But I was pleased with what I saw. I was pleased with what I saw because I think we watched him progress. We watched him get better as that game went on. And that's all I can ask for out of a young man to step into a tough situation like that.
All of Oklahoma's running backs got to the end zone. What's your assessment of their three-headed running back situation?
I was really impressed with their offensive line. I'm not taking anything away the running backs. I think they're really good. But I thought that offensive line was impressive. I mean, it's not like they were making people miss 3 yards deep in the backfield. You know, they're big, physical, strong backs. They get running north and south. That offensive line comes off the ball, and it's hard not to make a hole. You know what I mean? With the size that they have at 340, 330, 330, and the way they come off the ball and they're physical, I was really impressed with that offensive line. That's to take nothing away from the running backs, but I think all three of those running backs getting in the end zone, there's a lot of that credit goes to that offensive line, the holes they opened, and the way they pushed things around up front.
What were your impressions of Knight?
I thought he played really well. I thought he was poised. I thought he made some big-time throws, that couple fourth-down throws, but I thought he didn't really put the ball in danger through that one interception at the end. But for the most part, I thought he did a really good job of protecting it. Threw a great fourth-down ball on our sideline right there in the out. The DB's about half a yard behind him, and he puts it right where he has to. I thought he was very accurate. I thought he threw the ball very well, and I was impressed. I was really impressed. And I know Coach Stoops thinks this is one of his better football teams, you know, that he's had here. And after watching them play with the strength of their offensive line, I've got one of the coaches on our staff has played here a number of times, and he said, this is the best Oklahoma football team I've seen coming in here. And I got told Coach Stoops, you know, he said, we really played well tonight. And I said, well, I'm glad I got a chance to see it. Could have saved that for next week.
Can you speak on Trent Taylor's performance tonight?
You know, Trent Taylor's a little competitor. I mean, that little guy, I love him. He competes, he's physical, he's tough, he's quick, he's got good hands, but he's such a great competitor, and he's one of those guys that, you know, if you look at him, he was probably passed up by a lot of the bigger programs because he's not tall, fast, he doesn't have all those measurable things that everybody looks for, but he's a football player, and he's one of the better football players we have. He came out as a true freshman last year, and he was one of our better players last year, and I thought he competed his tail off this tonight as well, and I think he's going to be a superstar for us, I mean, as he continues to go.
What's the one important key you want to take away from this game going forward?
We got to correct some mistakes. I mean, there were some things that we control. There were some things Oklahoma did tonight that we don't have under our control. But there were some things that we did that we have to do a better job. The 10 men on the field on an extra point is, I mean, that's bad. That's on us. That's on us as coaches. That should never happen. The 12 men on the field on the punt when they got a chance to go back out and go for it on fourth down, you know, and then we had 10 men on the field. And that's part of playing on the road with a loud crowd where you can't yell and holler and people can't hear and everybody's got to be dialed in and we've got to do a better job. And we've got to clean up some things for us. And I think this was a great learning experience for a lot of our players that stepped out on the field for the first time. It's a great to understand what this level's all about. I know you talk about you want to build your program, and I think you build it, you got to play teams like this. You can't read about this in a book. You can't read a paper. You can't watch the YouTube clips or the ESPN highlights and say, I know what it's like to play at that level. The only way you can learn to play at that level is to put on those cleats and go out there and stand toe-to-toe and compete for 60 minutes against the size, the speed, and the athleticism athleticism. And I thought a lot of our guys went out there and did that. And I think this would be a great growing experience for our program.
Coach, thoughts on winning the turnover battle in a game like this?
I didn't even know we won it. I mean, I was so busy trying to make a first down in the second half, and I wasn't even aware that we won the turnover battle. You know, we did. We got a turnover early. We got a fumble early, and then getting the interception. We did not have a fumble as an offense. I mean, we did not lose a fumble as an offense, which was good to see, because in our opener last year, we put three on the ground, two of them going in the end zone. So we didn't put the ball on the ground. And I thought Cody, for playing his first game, really did a great job of protecting the ball and didn't really put it in danger outside of two flat balls on the deep balls that he threw. But I thought offensively we have made a huge point about having to protect the football, and it was nice to see Cody go out there and do it, and the running backs and receivers be able to hold on to the ball.
All right. Thank you.
Thank y'all.